When we talk about traumas, one of the things that we have a tendency to do is start just in the personal, right? We start in the personal realm. What happened to me? And the reason why I'm acting like this is because this thing happened to me. We start in the personal. And the personal is important. But I also think that it's what I call HIPP theory, H-I-P-P. And that is that when somebody's personal traumas are triggered, usually it's not just the person. It is why people who have certain types of personal traumas, you can have one person who has the same personal trauma as you, but you get so overwhelmed by it that it incapacitates you, makes you react in ways that seem like they're out of proportion to what it is that you're dealing with. And so I've come to the conclusion that many times when people are dealing with traumas, they're dealing with the historical aspects of it. There's some research that's coming out now that's starting to say that traumas actually can be transmitted up to 14 generations epigenetically, right, in the body. When that is going on, because trauma over time becomes decontextualized, we don't have a way of explaining these sensations or these vibes or these thoughts or these racings or these behaviors. There is no current language to describe why this much overwhelm is there. And so we figure out ways around it. And this is where I think it dovetails into addiction. When you can't explain the sheer grief, horror, and terror of something, you're going to try and find a way around it. Or you internalize it and think that something is defective in you. And so what I think is that there are historical aspects that we need to attend to. There are these intergenerational aspects that we need to attend to that get transferred down to us, not just by what people say to us in the story of the verbal story, but also in the nervous system story. How does my mother's nervous system react to something? And then how is that showing up in my mother's nervous system decontextualized? And then how do I learn that as personality or culture, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are these persistent institutional things that continue to reinforce it. And then you also have the personal trauma.
Go to killabycenter.com, Radical Recovery Summit, for access to the interviews. You can watch them free online, or you could purchase an all-access pass. killabycenter.com.